Today is the 29th day of September. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. Welcome back. Welcome here around the global campfire. It is a joy and an honor to be here with you today, a privilege. I am so grateful, so deeply grateful. Just really, really, hopefully forever will be practicing that, but I'm just trying to practice that every day this year, to come in front of this microphone every day and say this is the 20th time. Every single day is a 20th time as we go through this 20th year, and so grateful to be here with you today in the last days of 20th time through the month of September, 20th time through the book of Isaiah. And so let's jump in. We're still in the book of Isaiah. We're rounding the corner. Isaiah being one of the longest books in the Bible. We're rounding the corner. We finished Paul's letter to the Ephesians yesterday. So we will be moving into new territory. Similar, right? So still another letter from the Apostle Paul. This one to the church at Philippi, to the Philippians. But first, Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15 through 59, verse 21. The high and lofty one lives forever, and his name is holy. This is what he says. I live in a high and holy place, but I am with those who are crushed and humble. I will renew the spirit of those who are humble and the courage of those who are crushed. I will not accuse you forever. I will not be angry with you forever. Otherwise, the spirits, the lives of those I've made would grow faint in my presence. I was angry because of their sinful greed, so I punished them, hid from them, and remained angry. But they continued to be sinful. I've seen their sinful ways, but I'll heal them. I'll guide them and give them rest. I'll comfort them and their mourners. I'll create praise on their lips. Perfect peace to those both far and near. I'll heal them, says the Lord. But the wicked are like the churning sea. It isn't quiet, and its water throws up mud and slime. There is no peace for the wicked, says my God. Cry aloud. Don't hold back. Raise your voice like a ram's horn. Tell my people about their rebellion and the descendants of Jacob about their sins. They look for me every day and want to know my ways. They act as if they were a nation that has done what is right and as if they haven't disregarded God's judgment on them. They ask me for just decrees. They want God to be near them. Why have we fasted if you are not aware of it? Why have we inflicted pain on ourselves if you don't pay attention? Don't you see that on the last days you fast, you do what you want to do? You mistreat all your workers. Don't you see that when you fast, you quarrel and fight and beat your workers? The way you fast today keeps you from being heard in heaven. Is this the kind of fasting I have chosen? Should people humble themselves for only a day? Is fasting just bowing your head like a cattail and making your bed from sackcloth and ashes? Is this what you call fasting? Is this an acceptable day to the Lord? This is the kind of fasting I have chosen. Loosen the chains of wickedness. Untie the straps of the yoke. Let the oppressed go free and break every yoke. Share your food with the hungry. take the poor and homeless into your house and cover them with clothes when you see them naked. Don't refuse to help your relatives. Then your light will break through like the dawn and you will heal quickly. Your righteousness will go ahead of you, and the glory of the Lord will guard you from behind. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." Get rid of that yoke. Don't point your finger and say wicked things. If you give some of your own food to feed those who are hungry and to satisfy the needs of those who are humble, then your light will rise in the dark, and your darkness will become as bright as the noonday sun. The Lord will continually guide you and satisfy you even in sun-baked places. He will strengthen your bones. You will become like a watered garden, like a spring whose water does not stop flowing. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the foundations of past generations. You will be called the rebuilder of broken walls and the restorer of streets where people live. If you stop trampling on the day of rest and doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the day of rest a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, if you honor it by not going your own way, by not going out when you want, and by not talking idly, then you will find joy in the Lord. I will make you ride on the heights of the earth. I will feed you with the inheritance of your ancestor Jacob. The Lord has spoken. The Lord is not too weak to save, or his ear too deaf to hear. But your wrongs have separated you from your God, and your sins have made him hide his face so that he doesn't hear you. Your hands are stained with blood, and your fingers are stained with sin. You speak lies, and you mutter wicked things. No one calls for justice, and no one pleads his case truthfully. People trust pointless arguments and speak lies. They conceive trouble and give birth to evil. They hatch viper eggs and weave spider webs. Those who eat their eggs will die. When an egg is crushed, a poisonous snake is hatched. Their webs can't be used for clothes, nor can they cover themselves with their works. Their works are evil. Their hands have committed acts of violence. Their feet run to do evil. They hurry to shed innocent blood. Their plans are evil. Ruin and destruction are on their highways. They don't know the way of peace. There's no justice on their highways. They've made their paths crooked. Whoever walks on them will never know peace. That is why justice is far from us, and righteousness doesn't reach us. We hope for light, but we walk in darkness. We hope for brightness, but we walk in gloom. We grope like blind men along a wall. We grope like people without eyes. We stumble at noon as if it were twilight. We are like dead people among healthy people. We all growl like bears. We coo like doves. We hope for justice, but there is none. We hope for salvation, but it's far from us. You are aware of our many rebellious acts. Our sins testify against us. Our rebellious acts are with us. We know our wrongdoings. We have rebelled and denied the Lord. We have turned away from our God. We have spoken about oppression and revolt. We have conceived and uttered lies in our hearts. Justice is turned back, and righteousness stands far away. Truth is fallen in the street and honesty can't come in. Truth is missing. Those who turn away from evil make themselves victims. The Lord sees it, and he's angry because there is no justice. He sees that there's no one to help. He's astounded that there's no one to intercede. So with his own power, he wins a victory. His righteousness supports him. He puts on righteousness like a coat of armor and a helmet of salvation on his head. He wears clothes of vengeance. He wraps himself with fury as a coat. He will pay them back according to their deeds. He will pay back his opponents with wrath and punish his enemies. He will pay back the people who live on the coastlands. The people of the West will fear the name of the Lord. Those in the East will fear his glory. He will come like a rushing stream. The wind of the Lord pushes him. Then a Savior will come to Zion. To those in Jacob who turn from rebellion, declares the Lord. This is my promise to them, says the Lord. My Spirit, who is on you, and my words that I put in your mouth will not leave you. They will be with your children and your grandchildren permanently, says the Lord. Okay, a few minutes ago, when we were just getting started today, we talked about where we were going in the New Testament, and then we were coming to a new letter. This letter is called Philippians. And among biblical scholars, there's a little debate about Paul's authorship of this letter. There is very little debate about Paul's incarceration when he wrote this letter. Most agree Philippians is, you know, lands somewhere around 61, the year 61 AD. And that it was written while Paul was imprisoned in Rome, while he was awaiting trial before the emperor, because he had been held in Caesarea Philippi for years and he appealed to Caesar. So he has gone to Rome as a Roman citizen to have his case tried by the emperor, and he's waiting for that to happen. So with that in mind, we're reading again another very early Christian document, letter, that predates the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John weren't written yet when this letter was written, nor was the book of Acts written when this letter was written. So Philippi is a Roman colony that was in a region called Macedonia. And that was obviously in the Roman Empire at that time. That land, that region, is now in modern northern Greece. And even though Philippi was a pretty prosperous city, the church there was not particularly wealthy or influential or prosperous. But they were rich in love. And they were rich in their honest concern for Paul and their love for him. And so we find in this letter that it's in part a thank you. Knowing that Paul was imprisoned in Rome, the church in Philippi had sent a person named Epaphroditus, who's a member of their congregation, all the way to Rome to see how Paul was doing and to bring him a gift from the congregation to lift up his spirits and provide. And obviously, Paul is overjoyed because of that. Deeply, deeply comforted because of that. And Epaphroditus stayed for a long time with Paul, serving him, taking care of his needs. And in the process, Epaphroditus became seriously, deathly ill and just about died. And so when he actually was restored to health, Paul was determined to send him back to Philippi with this letter, which shares of his circumstances. but Philippians is a lot more than like this, you know, tales from prison. Here's a missionary update from the dungeon. Philippians gives language to the joy, the inner peace, the inner joy that comes as a result of our salvation, more than in any of his other letters. And he encourages the Philippians and us to persevere in the awareness that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And so that message, I can do all things through Christ, that's famous. But man, it is no less poignant. It is no less needed now than it was then. And so Philippians points us in a specific direction that allows us to see where our true hope is and where joy, true joy, can be found. And that is in Christ alone. And so we begin. Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 through 26. From Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to God's people in the city of Philippi and their bishops and deacons, to everyone who is united with Christ Jesus, goodwill and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ are yours. I thank my God for all the memories I have of you. Every time I pray for all of you, I do it with joy. I can do this because of the partnership we've had with you in the good news from the first day you believed until now. I'm convinced that God, who began this good work in you, will carry it through to completion on the day of Christ Jesus. You have a special place in my heart, so it's right for me to think this way about all of you. All of you are my partners. Together we share God's favor, whether I'm in prison or defending and confirming the truth of the good news. God is my witness that with all the compassion of Christ Jesus, I long to see every one of you. I pray that your love will keep on growing because of your knowledge and insight. That way you will be able to determine what is best and be pure and blameless until the day of Christ. Jesus Christ will fill your lives with everything that God's approval produces. Your lives will then bring glory and praise to God. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what happened to me has helped to spread the good news. As a result, it has become clear to all the soldiers who guard the emperor and to everyone else that I am in prison because of Christ. So through my being in prison, the Lord has given most of our brothers and sisters confidence to speak God's word more boldly and fearlessly than ever. Some people tell the message about Christ because of their jealousy and envy. Others tell the message about him because of their goodwill. Those who tell the message about Christ out of love know that God has put me here to defend the good news. But the others are insincere. They tell the message about Christ out of selfish ambition in order to stir up trouble for me while I'm in prison. But what does it matter? Nothing matters except that in one way or another, people are told the message about Christ, whether with honest or dishonest motives, and I'm happy about that. Yes, I will continue to be happy for another reason. I know that I will be set free through your prayers and through the help that comes from the Spirit of Jesus Christ. I eagerly expect and hope that I will have nothing to be ashamed of. I will speak very boldly and honor Christ in my body, now as always, whether I live or die. Christ means everything to me in this life. When I die, I'll have even more. If I continue to live in this life, my work will produce more results. I don't know which I would prefer. I find it hard to choose between the two. I would like to leave this life and be with Christ. That's by far the better choice. But for your sake, it's better that I remain in this life. Since I'm convinced of this, I know that I will continue to live and be with all of you. This will help you to grow and be joyful in your faith. So by coming to you again, I want to give you even more reason to have pride in Christ Jesus with me. Psalm 71. I have taken refuge in you, O Lord. Never let me be put to shame. Rescue me and free me because of your righteousness. Turn your ear toward me and save me. Be a rock on which I may live, a place where I may always go. You gave the order to save me. Indeed, you are my rock and my fortress. My God, free me from the hands of a wicked person, from the grasp of one who is cruel and unjust. You are my hope, O Almighty Lord. You have been my confidence ever since I was young. I depended on you before I was born. You took me from my mother's womb. My songs of praise constantly speak about you. I have become an example to many people, but you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise, with your glory all day long. Do not reject me when I am old, or abandon me when I lose my strength. My enemies talk about me. They watch me as they plot to take my life. They say, God has abandoned him. Pursue him and grab him because there is no one to rescue him. Oh God, do not be so distant from me. Oh my God, come quickly to help me. Let those who accuse me come to a shameful end. Let those who want my downfall be covered with disgrace and humiliation. But I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more. My mouth will tell about your righteousness, about your salvation all day long. Even then, it is more than I can understand. I will come with the mighty deeds of the Almighty Lord. I will praise your righteousness, yours alone. Oh God, you have taught me ever since I was young. And I still talk about the miracles you have done. Even when I am old and gray, do not abandon me, O God. Let me live to tell the people of this age what your strength has accomplished, to tell about your power to all who will come. Your righteousness reaches to the heavens, O God. You have done great things, O God. Who is like you? You have made me endure many terrible troubles. You restore me to life again. You bring me back from the depths of the earth. You comfort me and make me greater than ever. Because of your faithfulness, O my God, even I will give thanks to you as I play on a lyre. I will make music with a harp to praise you, O Holy One of Israel. My lips will sing with joy when I make music to praise you. My soul, which you have rescued, also will sing joyfully. My tongue will tell about your righteousness all day long, because those who wanted my downfall have been disgraced and put to shame. Proverbs 24, 9 and 10. Foolish scheming is sinful, and a mocker is disgusting to everyone. If you faint in a crisis, you are weak. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for another day in it. Thank you for your kindness and your grace, for your mercy that we consume to just live in buckets full. Thank you for your kindness and your mercy towards us and your patience in our lives as we practice, as we learn, as we grow. Holy Spirit, lead us into all truth. May our pursuits, the pursuits of our hearts, be true, so that even when we stumble, we get back up. We are trying sincerely and not living double lives, one that looks good and one that's just not even close. As we move into new territory in the book of Philippians, we open our hearts completely and fully to all that you have to reveal. Bring the light of truth, a lamp for our feet, light for our path, and lead us on the path, the narrow path that leads to life. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com. That's home base. The Daily Audio Bible app is home base as well. I say it every day. Probably get sick of me saying it. I'm sorry about that, because some of you are hearing it for the first time. That's what every day brings into the community here, is this is somebody's first day, right? So let's all, those of us maybe who have been here for years, welcome. Like, welcome. I'm so glad that you showed up. And there's like never a wrong time to start a relationship with the Bible. Just kind of lock in every day and watch what will happen. And that's where to get connected to the journey that we're on. So get connected and stay connected and be connected. Check out the community section. This is where you'll find different links to the social media channel platforms that we participate in, if you are in that space. If you're not in that space, good for you. Good for you. Daily Audio Bible started 20 years ago. And just before the rise of Facebook, not before the rise of MySpace. You guys remember MySpace? I remember MySpace back from the music business days. But just before the rise of Facebook. And so all of that kind of exploded. And man, we were just doing all kinds of new technologies as the Daily Audio Bible grew up. And it was the Wild West. It was like the wild frontier. Such a beautiful way to connect. But man, over the years, has it become, it's changed the world, and it's changed the way that we act and react in this world. And having watched it for these years now, I'm like, there's beauty in it, and there's just such evil and darkness as well. Just in what it kind of brings out in us when we can like hide behind something, hide behind a persona, curate a reality about ourselves that's not real, and connect in ways that we should never be connecting, and be people that we are never going to be. And then also, you know, the open mic platform of trying to offer our opinion about every single thing that ever happened, as if we're an expert, and the battles that are fought. My gosh, even if not just in the world, if we just kind of pare it down into the Christian faith, the battles and the wars that are waged. So it's been really interesting to grow up with it, in this technology, because the Daily Audio Bible is now the longest running continuous podcast in history. The longest. We have been at this 7 days a week, 20 years. There is no other. And so that is, so we've just kind of grown up with all of this. And where am I going with that? I'm on a bunny trail. If you're in the social media space, we're there too. Not really trying to make ourselves influencers in that space, because we were doing this before that term had even been coined. We're just here. We're just here showing up every day as a community doing what we do, and we use those platforms to be fun and show behind the scenes and offer words of encouragement and announcements. And so if you're in those spaces following along on any of the platforms, whether that be YouTube or Instagram or Facebook or TikTok or X, we're there. And you can find us, Daily Audio Bible. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There is a link on the homepage. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That's the little red button up at the top, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is it for today. I love you. I'm so deeply grateful for you. I'm so deeply grateful for you. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
My family, this is Bart in Kentucky, and I want to lift up a couple of people. One is the father of a friend of mine. His name's Michael, and he underwent brain surgery yesterday to remove a tumor. They think they got 90% of it. I'm not sure what the protocol is after that, maybe treating it with radiation. But please lift up my friend Eric, his mother, and of course his father in prayer. The other is for my mother-in-law, Rosetta, who she's not just turned 90. And she got up early in the morning, went outside and fell. And she has 15 stitches in her head. don't know why she did that. But anyway, just pray for her recovery and her comfort as she lives out her last couple years here. She is a believer, loves Jesus, but is really struggling right now with memory issues. Thank you. I appreciate your prayers. This is Bart in Kentucky, and I'm walking in the light.
A longtime listener, calling in for prayer for my daughter. She's pregnant, and the doctors want to see her in the morning at 10 a.m., They're extremely concerned. I don't know what's going on. Nobody's really saying what's going on. But we're asking for prayer. That I'm asking that you guys would pray with us. And pray for healing for the baby, for my daughter. And that everything would be okay. In the mighty name of Yeshua. Thank you. Amen.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. It's His Precious Simon from the UK. I hope you're well, flourishing and thriving. I come before you today just asking for some prayer, because I'm a 35-year-old woman living with lupus, but have recently received a chronic kidney disease diagnosis. And what this means is that I will either need dialysis or a kidney transplant. And whilst I'm oddly at peace with what is happening, I do need prayers to keep me strengthened, to keep me encouraged, and to keep me in remembrance of God's love for me. I pray that I will either be miraculously healed and everything reverts to normal functioning, and that if it is that I do need further medical interventions, that God gives me the strength to bear the journey ahead, and that he reminds me of his love throughout. I pray that ultimately God's character, God's nature, God's love will be demonstrated, will be evidenced through my experience, and that my life will be a testimony of his greatness, of his glory, and just of how wonderful he is. So I please ask that you join me in prayer, join me in petitioning God's heart, and that, like I said, ultimately God's glory will be evidence through my life. So thank you in advance. And while I may not see you, I hear you and I love you. God bless you.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in heaven, we come before you today seeking your grace to live with true humility. Help us to see ourselves as you see us, recognizing our dependence on you and the gifts you have bestowed. Guide us to serve others with a selfless heart, to listen with compassion, and to resist the temptation of pride. Father, help us to humble ourselves in order that we do not let the lies of the enemy overtake us. Rather, help us to count ourselves as equals with one another. May our words and actions reflect a spirit of humility, always giving you glory. We pray that you will highlight to us what it truly means to live a humble life, and that our own worth will be revealed by your light. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hello from beautiful Cincinnati, Ohio. This is Daniel Johnson, Jr. Been a little while since I called back in. I want to thank everyone for joining together in this 20th year celebration here at the Daily Audio Bible. Asking for some prayer for my... Well, there's a lot of things that I got, are going on, and I, first of all, just want to pray for our marriage, mine and my wife, Jenny, our marriage. We are seeking some marriage counseling, and we've had some discipling from our church, and have gone to therapy ourselves, but we've decided to get some help in our marriage, and I'm encouraged by that. We have our first meeting tomorrow. Today is Friday, September 26th. So encouragement and prayers about that it will yield the fruit that it needs to yield there. Also, asking for some prayer for our daughter, Keisha. She's got a lot of emotional issues going on, and she has not really made it a point to seek out therapy herself. I think she could benefit from therapy, and even maybe our entire family together would benefit from family counseling. So just praying for her and the issues that she's dealing with and the whole dynamic that's going on there. Finally, my dad had back surgery a couple of years ago, had rods put in his back, and well, one of those broke recently, and so it's created a lot of new pain. He's going to be having surgery to repair that next in October, and it's going to be 7 hours long. Prayers for him. Prayer for my mom. They were divorced when I was young. So my mom, she lives by herself and has lost vision completely in her left eye and has potential to lose vision, cataract developing in her right eye. So thank you so much for all of your prayers. God bless you all and make it a great day.
Hi, Dabbers. This is Darlene from California. I first want to thank Brian and the team for this wonderful platform. I appreciate you and the Dabbers so much. I've called before in regards to my son, Stephen. I had to call 911 last week, and they took him away to a psychiatric hospital, and he is there now. And it's a heart-wrenching experience because there's a lot of different issues involved, as you can imagine. At any rate, I would appreciate your prayers that whatever transition happens next, whether he go to a different clinic or whatever help he can get, I pray for a smooth transition and one from the Lord. At this point, Stephen hates everybody, doesn't want to see anybody, wants to live out in the woods, and he is full of anger. So at this point, he's not willing to do anything. But thank God he's there in that clinic, and I'm praying and believing that God will guide the way. And in fact, God has given me scriptures to comfort me and support me through this journey. So I'm actually relieved and not stressed out, because I know it's in God's hands. It's not in my hands or the counselor's hands. God is the one orchestrating everything behind the scenes. So I'm comforted in knowing that. And I just want to also say that I keep lifting Mitchell up, Brian's son, because I know he's going through similar things that my son's going through. So I pray for Mitchell in Ohio and believe that he also will be led by the Lord, and that his the issues that he's facing, God is well aware of, and he will guide and lead Mitchell also. Thank you, family. Thank you for standing with me and praying. I love you all, and I listen to you all the time, and I pray behind the